Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
I am Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Tea Pot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud to.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I'm your host, Codust, and we have our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene. How are you, Miss Jolene?
Hello, Codust. I'm just fine. How are you today?
I'm thankful and blessed, Jolene. Thankful and blessed.
Good.
Got several birthdays. The first birthday is Mr. Gene Lindsay. He's well known in this state. He's a great photographer, and he's actually been fighting some health issues. So happy birthday, Gene. Christopher Allen Hignite, happy birthday to you. And Mr. Curtis Brock, happy birthday to you, Curtis. And then John Vickas, happy birthday to you, John. Then I've got Wallace Fatchett, happy birthday to Wallace. Angela Storms, happy birthday to you. David Fife, happy birthday to you. Deb Jack, happy birthday to you, Miss Deb. Daryl Hayden, second year, I think, here now that you've been out of prison for growing marijuana. Happy birthday to you, Daryl. He's actually a Kentucky boy. And that is actually all of my Facebook family and friends' birthday. Miss Jolene, do you happen to have any?
Yes, I have one today. Happy birthday to Tina Whitley. Happy birthday.
The weather, it is cloudy and 45 degrees, Miss Jolene.
Here it, well ago it was drizzling the rain, but I think the rain stopped. But it's cloudy and 60 degrees.
Well, 60? I think we're supposed to hit the 60s, though. I've seen rain moving in here and things. I was talking yesterday about asking, and I'm still asking for prayers for the young lady that actually burned up in the pickup truck. I found out later on last night. I am really good friends with her grandfather and her uncle. And it was my cousin's daddy, her uncle, and her cousin that actually found the young lady. I was talking to my cousin there a few minutes ago, and they found her. She had wrecked, is what happened. She wasn't but 21 years old. She had wrecked, and evidently where she had wrecked, the whole top of the truck cab had, like, caved in. And naturally, the truck caught on fire, but they tried every way in the world that they could to get that young lady out of there. So I'm asking for prayers and good vibes and sage or whatever your well wishes may be for the Thurman family. Please pray for them because Mr. Thurman, her grandfather, lost his mother exactly 1 year ago on the same day that he's now lost his firstborn grandchild. So, very devastating for my friend, Mr. Thurman. I won't say his first name because, he's real, they're struggling. And, I mean, how could you not struggle on something like that, you know? Just tragic, very tragic. Welcome to the show, Pioneer Paula. Do you happen to have any birthdays?
I don't think so. Hey, Jolene, I didn't actually look. I've been out and about today.
What is your temperature, Paula?
It says it's 50 degrees and cloudy.
Oh, well, that's you're a lot warmer than us.
Yeah, it's been spitting rain.
Oh.
It's going to get like Sunday 68, man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I take my long johns off then. Cool.
68 does not sound like Christmas time, does it?
No.
No.
Well, I don't know if it's just me. 20. I don't know if it's just me or if it's just because I've got so many people and I know so many people, but man, I mean, I'm seeing a lot of deaths, a lot of sicknesses. I mean, just a lot of sadness, you know, really sadness for this time of year. You know, I mean, man, I don't wish that upon anybody. I mean, like authorities are working right now to identify the remains that they had found in a cemetery yesterday. Yesterday, there were some people visiting a cemetery, and one of the children, you know how children are, you can't keep a child right by your side, so it's running around the cemetery, and it goes over towards the bushes, and, you know, it's kicking on like a pair of boots. Well, the boots, come to find out, is actually on the feet of a deceased body that's been there for a while. And
wow.
Oh yeah, and I mean they're having trouble identifying the body because it was such badly decomposed. There is a mother, her son has been missing, and she's praying that, you know, that's her son's remains. But I mean, such tragedy, you know, such tragedy. I mean, I can't even imagine this little child. I mean, I don't know if they grabbed this child and kept it from seeing, you know, what happened, or you know, what it was, you know. I mean, could you imagine a child seeing that?
Well, just hopefully the child doesn't know what was going on, you know.
Right. Oh, that's what I was thinking too, Jolene. It's like, man, I mean, you know.
Well, it makes you wonder where it was on a cemetery, if it was a murder or a suicide.
Yes, I know, Jolene. And, well, and the body was in the, it was not laying actually there on anywhere on the cemetery of where it's mowed or anything, because there's a wooded area next to the cemetery, and that's where the body was laying at, was in the wooded area.
Oh, like it's been tossed over there or something.
Yeah, so, I mean, you just never, I mean, or he'd maybe staggered over there. I don't know. I mean, man, tragic, though, very tragic.
Doesn't sound like a suicide then, because, you know, if it would have been, like, next to a gravesite or a headstone or something, you know, I would have thought maybe suicide. But if it's tossed
right
off in the woods, probably not.
Right. That's, yeah, that's sort of what I, that's the way I feel too, Jolene. I mean, you know, I mean, there's just, it's just not, when you walk out your door anymore, you don't know what you're going to see or what you're going to face or what could happen.
No, you don't. You don't. You really don't.
I mean, it's just, yeah, it is sad. And, you know, and I posted the picture of the $5 million church. You know, it's still not done because I think it's in its third phase, and it's got so many more phases it's still got to go through. And this has actually been going on for a year with this church because, you know, but all of our local politicians belong to this church. $5 million church.
There you go. That explains it.
Yeah. Our state reps, one of the state reps we were talking about yesterday that just won that $200,000 lawsuit, this is his church. The doctor?
Yeah.
This is the doctor's church. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my thing is I thought a church was always about growing their community, growing their members and things. And like I say, as long as I have lived here, and I mean, that's sitting right in my backyard, that church is, people. I mean, every time I walk out my back door, I see that big-ass church. And all the time I've lived here, and I've sort of heard about it, I've never once had an invitation to come and visit their church.
Mm.
But you know what?
Yeah.
I tell you what, though, you can faithfully believe that the, let's see, what do they call them? What is the people that comes and knocks on your door all the time, leaves you the little awake brochures? What do you call them little people, the little church people? Jehovah Witnesses.
Jehovah Witnesses. Yeah, Jehovah Witness.
I love those people. They'll come, they'll sit in my front porch with me for an hour or two. I love those people. I love them people. And they're constantly inviting me to their church. you know, constantly. Open invitation, you know, all the time. I just love those little people. And Roxanne is the little lady that comes and visits me. Been visiting me now for about 4 years. I just love them, you know. I do. I love them little people.
And they'll talk to you about cannabis.
Yes, Paula, they will. They will, and they're very open to it. And I have never had the first one. Yeah, I've never had the first one to disagree with me. Roxanne, you know, she actually believes it's a plant that God created.
Well, it is. It is, plain and simple, it is.
I know, but you know, I mean, now if y'all went in this $5 million church over here and I tried to convince them that God created this plant, you know, they would probably stone me to death.
Well, how could they deny it? I mean, God created all plants, all trees, all flowers. It's not man-made. It's not synthetic.
I don't know, Joni. I don't know. I mean, we live in such a deceitful world of lies.
It's a good book.
That it's just it just amazes me that you know that people are so easy to believe such lies.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And then they'll hate you for the truth.
And yes, and you're hated for the truth. Ain't that the truth? Yes. Mm-hmm. We absolutely know that to be. How was your results with the doctor, Paula? Is everything good?
My blood pressure was normal, and it's like, oh, shit, you think it was that joint I smoked before I come here? And when I have cannabis, I don't need my blood pressure pills.
Oh, well, maybe the cannabis is helping to control the blood pressure then.
It does. It lowers your blood pressure.
Well, wow. That's probably because it relaxes and calms you.
But I'm glad that they allow me to talk about cannabis and all, you know, and are supportive of me.
Well, I heard somebody say the other day that somebody was passing out some Christmas cannabis to some people, and you know, it's had a really good smell to it. So I questioned what was the price on that. You would never guess what the price on this cannabis Christmas medicine was. $120 a quarter. I was like, oh my God. Yes, $120 a quarter.
Hmm.
Yes.
Huh. Did it have gold flakes in it?
Well, that's all, you know, at $120 a quarter, man, that shit better knock your brains out or something. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know any. I mean, I didn't try it or anything,
well,
but I mean, it's like, my God.
They'd be keeping it.
Right.
Oh, well, yeah,
They're not about healing nobody. They're making it's all the bottom line, how much money they can suck out of people for some good weed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ain't that sad?
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
And you know as well as I do that it didn't cost them any more to grow that than it did the others that they've grown, you know?
Well, even in the dispensaries out in Colorado, hell, a quarter was $50 to $60, usually about $60 for a quarter.
Oh, wow. Yeah, now see, ain't that insane? And, of course, it's my understanding this, you know, this cannabis is from out of state. You know, it's been shipped in here. I mean, you know, they're shipping cannabis around the United States through the mail, through the UPS, through the Fed.
They get caught and they're in deep shit.
Oh, I know, Jolene. That's a federal offense, you know, anytime you're fooling with anything like that. But you know, the comment that was made to me, well, I've been doing it for years. Oh, well. You know, look what happened to Johnny Boone yesterday. Johnny Boone was arrested by U.S. Marshals. He'd been running for 8 years and things. And Johnny Boone got caught yesterday up in Canada. They finally found him, U.S. Marshals. That's the Cornbread Mafia guy right here from Springfield, Kentucky. And
over
when they
marijuana.
Bring him back, he's, yeah, and when they bring him back from Canada, he's facing life in prison. And he's done ready probably, what, 75, 76 years old, Paula?
Probably. I would say so.
You know,
if I'm 66, I'd say he's at least 10 years older than me.
That's ridiculous. I mean, nowadays you get more prison time for being involved with marijuana than you do if you go out and slit somebody's throat.
Oh, ain't that the truth, Jolene? That is the truth. You know,
I just don't understand that. I really don't.
But why couldn't they
either.
Have gone to cocaine dealers or the heroin dealers instead of wasting their energy to try to find an old man that used to grow a lot of weed?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So what if he sold it and he distributed it? It was still just a freaking plant.
Right. And my thing is where's the dead bodies at of all these people that he caused harm to?
Exactly.
You know,
there
I mean,
none.
So you're putting it. Right. So you're going to put this old man in prison for the rest of his life. And he's never harmed one single person. And you've got the local heroin people out there and the meth dealers. They're killing fucking people every 5 seconds.
And they provide them with the needles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then the free medicine in case they overdose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they can
oh, yeah.
not overdose, so they can go overdose again.
Yeah.
What a world. What a world.
Man, so sad. So sad. It just makes me think every day. I mean, the more tragic of things I see, it just makes me thankful that I'm older. I know my time is limited, and I'm just grateful for it. You know, I really am because, I mean, man, who wants to be down here with all this bad stuff going on? Everybody's like, oh, well, it's always been bad. It ain't been this fucking bad. You know, it was not this bad when I was. Yeah, and it gets worse, Jolene. Right. I believe it. I'm like you, Jolene. I believe it'll only get worse, you know, in the times to come.
I'm hoping things change with the new year coming with our new president and administration, but, you know, he can't change the world.
Well, that's true, Jolene. It's the people that needs to change. You know, I was thinking the same thing. Somebody had told me the same thing. Well, I hope to see new changes with the new president. And I was thinking to myself, I said, well, I would like to see that too. But, you know, he can do all, he can bring all kinds of jobs. He can make things better for the working man and woman, but he can't change the people, the evil and nastiness of people.
Yeah.
You know, that's the sad part. You know, and I don't know, crazy, messes me up. We've got a song we're going to play. It's written by Dustin Costas. He's doing 15 years in Colorado. Old Dustin, he'll be 76 years old when he gets out of prison. He wrote this song, Naked Women, over a plant, right? He wrote the song Naked Women Smoking Marijuana, the Reefer Kings, Black F and White put it together. I was at Black F, he came by earlier today and rode around with me just a little bit. And but he was going to matter of fact he was going to see Dave when he left here, so Dave is actually with Black F and White. But the song is Naked Women Smoking Marijuana by the Reefer Kings, and I'm trying to prolong, it's like 50-something seconds. I've got a thing I'll read about from Jim Higdon when we come back from the break. Jim Higdon is the author of The Cornbread Mafia about Johnny Boone. I said, hell, he needs to write another book now. But we'll be back in five minutes and 54 seconds, and I'm going to take us away. Here we go.
Puff, puff, puff.
I'm puffing. Back at you.
Who is it?
It's me, Dave, man. Open up. I got the stuff.
Who?
It's Dave, man. Open up. I think the cops saw me come in here.
Who is it?
It's Dave, man. Will you open up? I got the stuff with me.
Who?
Dave, man. Open up.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave. Come on, man. Open up. I think the cops
saw me.
Dave's
not here.
Marijuana, kunubu, kunapu, cannabis, konapkina, kanamaza, kana. Honeb, hinab, henni, hemp, hanap, cannabis indica, cannabis sativa, ganja, ganjika, gangika. Hashisha, hashish, hashash, hashaichi, indrasen, kia, insangu, kep, kif, kia, kini. Spend time with naked women, smoking marijuana.
open up the door? It's Dave.
Who?
Dave. D-A-V-E. Will you open up the goddamn
Dave?
Door? Yeah, Dave.
Dave?
Right, man. Dave. Now, will you open up the door?
Dave's not here.
Oh. Dave's not here. He's with Blackie White. Jim Higdon says that Johnny Boone is being held at the Riviera de Prairies prison, according to a source that established in Montreal. Canadian authorities are pursuing Johnny Boone's case as a matter of immigration, as opposed to a request for extradition by the U.S. government, because the Immigration and Refugee Board of Canada determined he entered the country illegally. The Canadian Border Service received information that about Boone in September before arresting him in a shopping mall in downtown Montreal. At the hearing today, Boone was very calm, but he refused to answer any questions about his case. According to the IRBC officials, he was advised to get an attorney, and he will remain in custody because he is considered a flight risk. His next hearing date is December the 29th at 1:30. Poor old Johnny Boone. So now he's not only facing the charges here in Kentucky, but I don't know. I mean, what do they do to you when you enter another country illegally?
I don't know. I get some countries shoot you.
Yeah, that's
know.
What I was thinking, Paula. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Some countries shoot you to death. So,
no,
I mean,
no.
Might take Kentucky. Yeah, it might take Kentucky and the United States a little while to get him back. You know. I did. I shared a video. I shared a beautiful video where this young man, last year he bought it. He said his father only had two things on his bucket list. One was to own his own home. So last year he bought his dad a home. And then the other thing was to own the 55 Chevy that he used to own when he was 16 years old. He only owned it for a year. And his son gave him that present for Christmas this year. I mean, the old guy's just crying. It's the most humbling video ever was. I mean, really heart-touching to me to see such a great thing between a father and a son. I want to thank everybody out there that's listened to the show, tuned in today. Tonight is Friday night. There is going to be a lot of people out traveling and things on the roads trying to get to their destination of safety to be with their family and friends. Please do not drink and drive, text and drive, Pokemon and drive, or do anything stupid like that. I want to thank Pioneer Paula so much. Thank Ms. Jolene, my co-host. I love you, ladies. Everybody have a good evening. We'll be back tomorrow, and I'm going to take us away.
Love y'all.
You too. Bye-bye. Be safe. Yeah, you too, Paula.
Ho-ho-ho.
Okay.
And puff,
you
puff,
too.
Puff.
Love y'all. Bye-bye.
Love you too.
It's a little
bye.
Old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Tea Pot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
Oh, it really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.